Ghost, written by James Swallow and read by Colin Mace. The panic filled him. It was fluid and heavy, choking his lungs and pooling in the pit of his stomach, weighing him down. As Lex walked, the hazy, midday air turned into a tidal drag and his knees weakened. He had to stop to catch his breath, so he lurched toward a pharmacy closed for the siesta, ducking out of the high sun and into cooler shadows. He hid there for a few moments, trying to moderate the fear and failing. He ran a hand through the hair framing his corn-fed features. His haunted, terrified eyes blinked behind his glasses as he fiddled with them, smearing the lenses. Lex looked down at himself, and for the first time he saw the tiny dots of red rust that speckled the white t-shirt beneath his baggy black hoodie. The vise, clamped around his heart, tightened a little more. He touched his cheek, and it came away smeared with flecks of crimson. Quickly, Lex rubbed his face clean with the hoodie's sleeve and fumbled at the zipper, pulling all the way up to hide the rest of the spatter. It was the Greek guy's blood. Lex didn't even realize that it had got on him. His mind was so focused on running away. It all happened so fast. They had set the meet for a wide piazza on the outskirts of the old township of Rabat, toward the southern end of Malta. Lex had been on the Mediterranean island for days, and it seemed to be getting smaller with each passing hour. He wanted to be gone. When the message came, he was falling over himself to get to the rendezvous. The information arrived in chain of digital text, filtered through the encrypted Tor server Lex had set up on the day he started running. Decoded, it was a promise from the Greek smuggler to get him out of Europe and on a plane to Canada. Kyrkos. That was the man's name. The deal had been agreed. It was going to happen. It was supposed to play out with them connecting in Rabat and then driving down to Valletta, where Kyrkos had a boat moored. Lex had planned to end this day on the waves, watching the sun set over the ocean. He was going to have a little ritual, where he would have burned the identity documents he was carrying and tossed the ashes into the water. Start anew.